Yeah, just came out this week, and we're very happy that Amy and Emily have joined us today. This album, if I were writing my term paper about this record, two things would come up right away, and one of them is the wonderful textures on the record, the use of strings with the quartet this time around, and cello again, and Lisa Germano on the on the fiddle. Were you looking to put new textures into the record when you set out?
Well, we both love strings. We've had a little bit of strings on all the records, actually. It's progressed more and more. I mean, there's nothing like a live quartet in the studio. It's really exciting.
I was wondering how that works. Do you sit around beforehand and say, we want to do this, or do you actually get in the studio and say, now we need a string quartet?
Well,
both.
It depends. It's kind of it's a kitchen sink, as Emily always says. Mm-hmm. I mean, the record, it's like someone like Lisa Germano comes in and plays, you know, her instrument, and then goes, but maybe I could try this on this, you know, and we go for it, you know, so and sometimes it's an accident and we decide to use it, you know, and so it really is, we experiment a lot. We have a luxury of being able to spend a little more time to do that.
Well, I was wondering, particularly Danny Thompson on the acoustic bass, what a nice texture that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's killer.
Well, there's one song, and I guess it's one of yours, Emily, Wood Song, which has a great little string arrangement and some nice oboe parts and stuff. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we didn't contract for the quartet today, but...
that was a whole orchestra.
Yeah.
We've been tight corners.
Could you do that one?
Yeah, we could do that one.
We'll do it.